Bishul Perak Aleph Seif Mem Tes. Bishul Bemelach, to cook salt. There is a machlekes in the Gemara how we take on what is the halacha about bishul with salt. The Gemara says a machlekes kitzoni, machlekes to the two sides. There's one man that almost says salt is like bistra, the truth, like meat which doesn't cook in a keli rishon unless it is on the fire, not in a keli rishon which is not on the fire. There's another mandamu which says salt is kalei bishul. It cooks even in a keli sheni. La halacha, the strict halacha is that one doesn't have to worry about salt. It only cooks on a keli rishon which is on the fire. That's how the Shulchan Aruch takes on. The Ramah takes on that one should be careful if possible. If he is careful in putting it in the keli sheni, tovoi olav bracha, he'll get a bracha from it. That means the strict halacha, even according to Ramah, is that one can put it into a keli rishon, which is not on the fire. But if you want a bracha, one should be machmir lachatchila not to put salt even in a keli sheni. From here is one of the rayas that there is such a thing as kalei bishul, things which are light to cook. Because according to one man, the Amar, salt is a thing which is easy to cook, and it is also to go and cook it even in a keli sheni. Put it in a keli sheni. Let's see inside. The inyan din bishul b'melach. Yesh lavchim b'melach mevushal, melach sheni mevushal. There is differentiation between salt which is cooked and not cooked. Melach sheni mevushal, if it's salt which is not cooked. Kosuv ha-poskim de menadin ein boy is a bishul. אפילו בקלי רישן הם אין על האש. אבל בקלי רישן, האומר על האש, יפריס הבישול אף במלאך. The Poskim say, from the strict law, strict halacha is, that there's no bishul on salt, even in a keli rishon, if it is not on the fire. A keli rishon, a rishon which is on the fire, of course it cooks, like it cooks meat. But if a keli rishon which is not on the fire, even though normally we say a keli rishon which is not on the fire, also cooks, here, it says that a keli rishon which is not on the fire, it does not cook. Ach, ha-machmesh le-litin melech, say, ha-filib keli sheni, tov al ha-bracha. He brings down the Ramah, who says that if a person wants a bracha, he should be machmeh and not to put it into even a keli sheni. And that's according to the Ashkenazim. According to the Sfadim, it doesn't have to be machmeh. He can put it even into a keli rishon which is not from the fire. Benimsa sha machmesh lelitin melach sheinu mevushal b'mal cham sheyatzeret by tovar lebracha. A person who doesn't put salt which is not cooked in a soup, even if it's in a bowl from the soup, even if it's a keli sheni, he's got a reason to go and be machmeh like the Ramah, have not to put into keli sheni tovar olav. Bracha and a keli shlishi will allow him to do it. Melach mevushal. That's all talking about salt which is not cooked. Melach which is cooked. Motelit nebe keli shlishi afilim ayatzeledes. But if it is yatzeledes, there's no difference. Still, even if it is yatzeledes, you're allowed to put it in the keli sheni because salt which is cooked. Brackets amnam litne bekedeya hay medes ala ish asu. Says in brackets, one should not put it inside a kli which is on the fire itself. You shouldn't put in salt even if it is cooked, because we don't put anything in a kli which is standing on the fire. But he says there is a reason even to be machmeh, even if melach which is cooked, even to be machmeh not to put it in a keli rishon, if it's not standing on the fire, even if it's not standing on the fire, he says, look, why? Because we are worried maybe about bishul, acha bishul, b'davalach. Some people want to say that we spoke about it before, that sugar and salt, maybe it's considered a davalach shenit yavish. It's considered maybe something which is liquidy, and liquid which cool down, there's still bishul again with it. Some people want to say salt has got a din from liquid which cools down. Therefore, it would be a problem to go and cook the liquid. Therefore, one should not put it into a keli rishon. One should not put it into a keli rishon, which is standing on the, which I feel is not standing on the fire, according to some people. Some people say, no, it's not considered a liquid, it's considered a solid. We discussed it before. That, why is it considered a liquid? Because it disintegrates straight away. He says, what about the salt, which is nowadays? He says, look in the footnote, it's not so straightforward how salt is made nowadays. Even if what the way he made it in his days, one should know it changes sometimes. When asked to know if the salt today is fully cooked or diminished or not, some people want to say it's only dried, it's not baked, it's not cooked. The shaila is what's considered drying. Is drying considered baked or not considered baked? One has to know exactly what is the metzius today. Okay? The case is shiny. Maybe you can take it on, it's easier because you already, some people say in the case is shiny, you're allowed to put in salt which is not cooked in, even in a keli rishon. Then the keli sheni, some people want to say, one doesn't have to worry about the halacha lemaisa, even if it is not cooked, or it is cooked in a way which is not 100% sure it is cooked, maybe baked, maybe dried. One has to know exactly how one makes it. There are some, he says in the footnote also that sometimes you put in other substance in order to make it shouldn't get hard. The shaila is when one look, these substances may be not cooked. If one's worried about this substance altogether, and this is that you don't have to worry about it. Yeah. The end in the sin is melech agabe dover gush. Amulah pekeli sheni in the kamam seif samach. About dover gush. Are you allowed to put salt on dover gush? We'll speak about it later on.